essentially, it's very hard, or there's not many occasions where children's voices are actually heard, and it's actually our mandate to be the voice of the children. You can hear children's voices in the playground, but very rarely do you hear them, you know, at a national level. And let's be honest, children know what they want, and us adults must listen to that.
What are some of your findings, apart from the children wanting education, we want to learn, even during the war? What else do these children want? What are they saying in this particular survey as you've been carrying out with the children?
Clearly, there were other demands from the children, which included the importance of shelter, food, water and healthcare. And that can't be underestimated. But like I said, these ratings were actually lower than education in terms of their priorities.
Tell us now, what happens after this report? What is Save the Children going to do next in order to try to improve or help these children in their demands?
Clearly, we have to respond. Children have spoken, and they have clearly stated that they want to learn despite war. There are going to be a number of hurdles which we'll need to overcome. And firstly, the greatest hurdle is clearly the absence of peace. And I'm sure I'm speaking for the international community that we really hope over the next coming days that concrete solutions are agreed upon and that a lasting peace is made in Addis Ababa. Another hurdle is obviously humanitarian access. And all agencies, in order to respond to these needs that the children are calling for, must have complete unimpeded humanitarian access. And then we can actually go in and rebuild the lives of children, help them reach their goals, help them believe that they can actually attain their dreams. If we look at 2014, only 2% of humanitarian funding actually went to education in emergency. Mm-hmm. And we would ask donors to consider this needs to increase. Otherwise, we will not meet the demands of the children. But also, going forward, I understand that we have the 2015-2016 budget allocations currently going in review with the government. And I really hope that there is a focus, you know, on the children's needs, being early childhood education, so nursery school, primary school, and also with 1 million youth who have never seen education. You know, I would hope that an accelerated learning program, an alternative education program, are really invested in for them to attain, you know, a future.
Tell us about the statistics of these children as you carried this survey. How many children are not in school?
Before the crisis, we know that there was 1 million children that were not in school. And since the crisis, we're estimating with our partners, UNICEF, that there are just over 400,000 children that have additionally dropped out of school. So that's 1.4 million children. Now, these 1.4 million children, if they do not return to school, will be, you know, an additional statistic to the current 1 million youth. And we know, you know, what the youth are contributing to currently within the crisis.
Tell us, 1.4 million people, children, that's quite a big number, obviously. And you did mention clearly earlier the percentage of budget going towards education. I mean, like, for the humanitarian assets going to education is very, very limited. Where do you see all this going? What's your target at Save the Children?
Save the Children are supporting the government on their Back to Learning campaign, along with our partner UNICEF. And the target there is for the 400,000 children in the conflict-affected states to return to school. And we fully back that.